Hey, Jaw.
Hey.
Hey, so this is John Shoemaker's phone?
Yes.
Cool.
You're logged in as John Shoemaker?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Cool. All right, so we'll just keep this convo going for like a minute or so.
Okay.
See if the call metrics come through.
Okay.
What up with you?
Nothing much, you know, just chilling at the Holiday Inn.
You're so gangster.
Yeah, we're Sam just walked in. Yeah, we're just testing his phone just to see if it works.
I don't understand my username.
Huh? Sorry, what was that? Did you make the last checklist? Or was that Mike? Oh.
I can't fucking do this. I can't remember what the fucking username is.
Oh, that's fine. I'll change it tomorrow.
Once you figure it out, we can. But once we have to know it.
So what was that?
Okay.
So it's just all caps.
Kind of Cooper.
And then the password I get.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to click available.
Four deals die. You know what's funny? I have a deal that went from die dead to approve.
No. I don't think we added you.
And then Dennis was like, I cannot believe this is approved. And I emailed her. I was like, hey, just got you looked at your thing again.
But
got your approval. Send me your driver's license.
But maybe,
but at least 20 G's, payback 28.
Fuck yeah.
Over 4 months.
Get that money, I'm out.
Okay, bye.
Hey, Jaw.
Yeah.
Was that meeting pretty good?
Yeah, it was good. I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was kind of confused. At first, I honestly didn't even know what we were going to go through.
Yeah.
I just knew it was about the DM checklist, but I didn't know what about it. But I think we did good. I think we accomplished something without really having a plan.
You still there, John?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? Huh? You can't hear me?
No, you can't hear me?
No, I can hear you.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, okay.
I was just saying, you know, I thought Michael saved the meeting. He kind of was the white knight because his note-taking on her calls led us to be able to decide what we kept and what we removed. So I'm pretty proud of the work.
Yeah, he was just like, you know, listening, writing us. Yeah, at first he was writing everything by hand and then retyping it. I was like, why don't you just type it? Instead of writing it down on paper.
Yeah, that wasn't the best use of time. So I'm not seeing, let's see, we've been on the phone for 3 minutes.
Yep.
I'm going to refresh the calls page.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at the database that feeds that page and nothing's changed. So that's going
to be. Do you want me to... I didn't know how far along you guys were on this testing thing, but do you want me to just kill his VCC user real quick and redo it?
Are you the person that set it up?
Yeah.
Yeah, for whatever reason, it's not like you're an IT person, I have to worry about this, but I just don't think it was set up in the same way that Patrick Peters and AppsFuse were all set up.
Mm-hmm.
Like the missing... like
outbound
phone code. I don't even know if we looked at that.
Yeah, I don't remember that training that you and I had with Marissa. Do you remember that?
Outbound phone. Yeah, at first when I first made these three accounts, I had like no clue what I was supposed to be doing, but I made a new agent on the VCC, and then when I went to queues, I didn't know which queue to put it in, and then I just put it onto the outbound queue, and then I just made it that way. And then later on, I saw other, like, let's just say, for example, Mines or, like, Danny's. They had their own outbounds, and then they also had it on the Cardiff outbound. So then I went back in and made an outbound for every agent by themselves, if that makes sense.
That's too much of their caller ID matched?
Yeah.
Their outgoing number?
Yeah.
I think I remember that part too, but I don't remember Marissa saying anything about the outbound phone codes. It I don't know, from the way that it's configured, it doesn't look like it does anything different than an outbound queue, so I'm not sure why they need to have both, but apparently that was the missing piece for Shoemaker. Well, we think. We haven't seen him show on the metrics page yet.
I'm not sure. Let me see. Can you, actually... Let me see here. I see on his profile page, his email address is not the Cardiff email. It's a different one. So let me change it and see if that works.
For Shoemaker?
Yeah. So on that my profile page, under personal, there's the email address. At first it was jshoemaker@bankofcardiff.com. Right now I just changed it to john.shoemaker@bankofcardiff.com. I don't know if that's going to change anything.
We never went back and fixed their emails?
Well, no, I added aliases for them, but I couldn't touch their email itself. I'd have to delete it and then recreate it in order to give them like a new...
Then they'd lose...
Yeah, anything they've done.
You could move it over.
Like merge the two?
Yeah, have you seen that in Gmail?
I've canceled somebody, and they'd asked me what to do with the data, so I'm assuming it's that same piece.
Same thing, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can do that. I'll do that from home tonight, like maybe 9 o'clock, whenever I know everybody's out of the system.
Yeah.
Which was going to affect them logging in tomorrow, but...
Oh, we'll send them a...
Wow. Should we hang up this phone and see if it shows up, or...
Say it again, Shaw?
Should we hang up and see if it pops up on the call page?
It's a good point. Cooper's saying that he's in the database right now, although he's... Can you use a different browser?
I can, but I don't have any bookmarks saved.
Okay, let me see here. So I have his workplace SIP URL or URI. Shoemaker, blah, blah, blah.
The way you have it in the database is like John Shoemaker, blah, blah, blah. But then the way he's set up in 8x8 is like John.Shoemaker.
Like Java's problem?
Yeah.
No. The fix that I put in place for her, which only applied to her, would have taken this into account. This might be...
Jaw.
What's up?
I'm going to hang up on you, okay? It's 8x8.
Okay.